This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I love you. You're just nuts in general.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Steiny, I got to tell you, I have a listener that reached out that's a fan of the show that sent me something longer than a Bible verse, and it was just heat rocks, good heat rocks in regard to what happened with the Warriors and his take. So before we get out of here, maybe even tomorrow, Raymond 2, THU Senate. And I go, oh my God, he's writing like Steiny. And I'm going to share it with you all.
Yeah, Bible verses aren't that long.
Well, how would you know?
Dude, there's only one of us.
Hold on.
In this studio that went to a Catholic school.
But my Uncle Lee Arthur was a pastor.
Well,
shout out Richmond, California.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, take
he,
that to the
guru,
bank.
Was go. He?
He would.
Was he one of those kind of pastors, if you know what I mean?
No, he gave you the word Sunday morning.
All right. But
what do you mean by those?
How much went to the church? How much went to the pocket?
They didn't,
what?
Boy, you are.
I don't know. Like,
they
are good.
They didn't share the books with me, but he was on the up and up. How about that? Because church can be expensive. I know where you're going. Dude, I'm mad at you a little bit.
I don't really care.
I believe that.
Okay. But
the fact that you think I'm changing my tune.
You are.
No.
That's who you are. Remember, we were talking about the all year. Rules are different for me. For you.
Stop. Dude, I told you they needed the bat. They still do. But I'm on the train of like,
yeah,
they got something going here. That's all. You can't take that from me. And if I'm a Giant fan right now, I'm like, man, keep playing sound ball. Wait for Adamas. Like our guy was waiting at the bus stop, Forrest Gump. In that movie, and hopefully he'll turn it around, so that can be an addition right there. And then the names that I just mentioned, I can't believe that guy called and asked Evan. Hey, Evan, you got some names. Marcel Ozuna, the Brave, he just left town.
Sure.
Louis Roberts Jr., Carlos Santana, Cedric Mullins, just anybody, but somebody with some POP.
You give up Eldridge for that?
Oh, stop.
Well, what?
No,
well,
who said that?
I mean, Posey.
Yeah.
Zach Wheeler.
You don't give up.
Similar to Eldridge,
that's your
right?
guy, Steiny. That's
well, Wheeler turned into an ace.
Well, I ain't touching. He's off limits.
Why?
Because he's the future.
Okay.
And he does. Chicks dig the long ball.
I've been following Mark Willard on Twitter. Actually, I haven't.
I was about to say, when did you get back on?
I haven't.
You just got caught in a lie.
I was going to say that they... You know, has he still been posting Eldridge's at bats?
I hadn't seen it over the weekend.
You know why? because what happened this weekend was we found out that Eldridge has a hole in his swing. That's what we found out.
And that's why we haven't seen the
exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
We'll ask him at 148.
All right. Couple things, Goo. So let me ask you this. Something happened to me over the weekend at the barbecue that still has me thinking about.
Wow. Okay. You better share it.
So
this happened while I was there before or after.
Our producer Ken had a barbecue in Lafayette.
Nice.
Great spread. He's got a pool. He's got a clubhouse.
Got heels.
We were we're having a great time. Spadoni had his kids there. Who else had their kids there? Is that it?
I want to say yeah.
I think there was one other set of kids. Anyway, so
Ken had his kids.
So it's I'm sitting there watching a little of that horse race, the Belmont. These guys think they know horse racing, betting on it. Dumb. Anyway, I'm sitting there with Benny.
Yeah, my nephew.
Benny is Spadoni's 5-year-old.
Just a beautiful young man.
Yeah, we're sitting there. And I realized I'd left my phone on the other side of the backyard on the table.
All right.
Where people were. But it was, it's like would have had to walk over there and miss some of the stuff on TV. And I said, Benny, how's it going, Benny? And he was playing a video game, and he said, pretty good, pretty good. I said, hey, you want to do your Uncle Steiny a solid?
Yeah.
He said, what? I said, any chance you can run over to the other side of the yard and grab my phone? It's on the end of the table. No. Benny.
Oh, he told Benny, Uncle Steiny no.
Come on, Benny, it's right at the end of the table. It's right where that one guy's sitting who's holding court. Can you run over there and get it for me? And he said, no. A 5-year-old.
Did you tell his dad?
Hell yes.
What does Spadoni say?
He said he was proud of Benny. and that's the problem with our society.
He wasn't feeling you then.
Get my phone.
Dude.
Anyway, let's go to Sam. Sam's in San Francisco.
The city.
I'll tell you what. I am worried about our guy. He is moving slowly, Evan. He's sore.
Yeah.
Like he is.
That's what he gets.
We'll get Ponja in here at some point. What's up, Sam? How you doing, man? Sam.
Taking my call.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Doing well.
Okay. I wanted to harp on this Giants take. I think the last caller is ridiculous. I don't agree with that. This team has been finding ways to win in the trenches, and that's how the character of a baseball team is developed. These guys are rallying against each other. They're a game out of first place going into Colorado. Worst team in Major League Baseball, best hitting environment in Major League Baseball. The Dodgers are like the worst first place team in baseball. They're gonna get it right. I feel like this is just kind of like the vitriol of Bay Area sports. Like, we just throw people under the bus, man. It's been 2 months that Adames has been here. I'm tired of hearing it. He's going to get it right. He's going to get it figured out, but we got to give him some grace. I feel like this is no different than, Trey Young, or not Trey Young, but
Trey Lance.
What's his name in Philly?
Trey Turner?
The Phillies. Trey Turner.
Yeah.
I feel like it's no different than that. And we're giving him a really tough time. And, I mean, it's a big adjustment. It's going from an East Coast to a West Coast thing, the weather. And it's just – it's too soon to be kind of conclusions on that.
Hey, let me ask you a quick question before you go.
There, Sam.
Are you hearing that from Radiohead to us or, in print or fans? Because I feel like when I watch Adames being at the yard Friday – I'm like, he's still got a good attitude. And you could say, that he gets paid. But where are you hearing it seems like you're saying slander towards Adames. Because he's in good spirits, man.
I think that's the overall narrative. I think that's the sports headline, is that he's not living up to the contract. He's underperforming. And it's too soon to really stamp that bill.
Yeah.
You know, it's been no 2 months. I think people are forgetting that, that baseball is such a long game. I think people are forgetting baseball is such a long game. It takes time to mess with a new clubhouse and a new region.
Appreciate the call. Here's what I would ask Sam and you, Goo. Would you rather be Adamas having this kind of year and you're 500, or Adamas is having this kind of year and you're still somehow 10 games over 500?
I love you for that. And Stani, man, you just hit it on the nail. The latter. And now, you know, I get it. Hey, it's not pretty. It's still relatively early. And if you're telling me he's going to snap out of it, and let's just get back to 85% of what he is, at his truest power, Stani, then that's addition already to the addition that you already know you need. So in a crazy world, to that caller, I would say, man, put your shoulders up. I mean, because right now, this is almost a compliment to this Giant team that they're 10 over with their big addition struggling.
I mean, I'm looking at Adamas' career numbers, and
there's a year I don't like in there that you share with me a couple weeks ago.
Well, he's a career 244 hitter. So if he hits 244 this year, is he living up to the contract?
How many bombs did he have last year?
Well, last year he had 32, but that was the most he'd ever had in a season, and it was in Miller Park.
Yeah, which
that's
is
pretty,
not
– that's I got pretty you. Friendly.
Yeah.
Well, trust me, I was there. I've been there.
Yeah.
Ball flies out of that place. So
he's hitting better at home than on the road, and it's still bad, but just think about that.
I mean, last year he had 112 RBIs. I mean, he ain't getting that this year. Last year he scored, how many runs did he score? He scored 93 runs. He's not going to score 93 runs this year.
I know I'm putting you on the spot, Stani, but there's also another side of the game.
And he's not even good at that.
How many errors did he have last year? Are you able to see that?
Oh, errors last year? Let me look that up.
Okay, yeah.
I'll tell you what, in the meantime, let's go to Leroy in Oakland.
Our man.
Then I'll look that up. Right. What's up, Leroy? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, Steiny? What's up, Goo? Happy Monday, guys.
Back at you.
Hey, Evan, get well soon, man. Get well soon. And look, Goo, I was thinking like, okay, last week I was like, yeah, you know, we could use a bat. But then over the weekend, you know, I start hearing people say, you know, we needed a left-hand pitcher. And I was wondering, Goo, one question for you. Why do you think we need a bat versus pitching? And then, Steiny, for you, you know you got the Giants going, right, Steiny?
Going where?
You got the Giants going.
Oh.
You got them going because last Tuesday.
Probably.
Last Tuesday.
Yeah.
There's no way the Giants can win the division.
That's true.
No, they're not going to. Don't put your money on it, Bob.
That's
and
three.
Boy, I texted you that day, but it didn't get through. And I said, Steiny, you're dead wrong on that. And I said, at the end of the season, you're going to eat your words because we are going to win that division. Now, you know, it's early.
No.
But, yeah, I just thought you were dead wrong on that take, Steiny.
Well, Leroy, you know, let me tell you something about me is I always have a retort to this, and it's, you want to make a bet? You want to make a bet?
Are you trying to bet, Lee?
Well, he hung up. He's smart. Leroy's smart.
No, he's just telling you right now they're one game out.
Yeah, no. Oh, it's easy to say that.
Relax.
Okay, then put some money on it.
No, but you take it out of context when you go there.
I take it in context.
No, let's have the conversation about today, God's greatest gift to us all.
Okay.
And right now, today, the Giants have won 5 in a row after making moves. They got a phenomenal, I'll call it that thus far, starting rotation with another prized possession, Verlander, nowhere to be found.
He doesn't belong in this staff.
And for Leroy to say, just to answer his question about the left-handed pitcher, I'm like, okay, obviously you could use that. But the bottom line, Lee, if you watch this offense in totality early on this season, it's obvious to everybody they need some pop. And if you want to keep up with the Dodgers and the Padres and the rest of the National League, you cannot rely or expect your rotation and bullpen to be this phenomenal. That's all, Stoney. Meet me halfway. You can't expect this to keep up. So the offense at some point is going to have to pull their weight. And that's why I would tell the likes of Leroy and others, a bat is imperative that you try to go get. And that's why Buster Posey had that Beltran on his mind about something that happened when he was playing. He didn't talk about pitching. He talked about bat.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. This is more Buster Posey from the Tim Kawakami podcast, and this is about maybe making a move or two that makes you a little uncomfortable. He doesn't necessarily look at that as a negative.
It feels like 10, you know, like this pitching staff is getting you to a point where maybe you take a risk because you want to validate that. Is that some part of the conversation too?
Yeah, I think it's fair. I think it's all part of the conversation. And ultimately, I think to get a deal done, it's like any type of deal you do. It doesn't matter if you're buying a house or a car. Like at some point, you're going to be probably a little bit uncomfortable with it to get it across the finish line. So keeping that in the back of our mind as well.
What do you make of that, Goo?
It's got to make sense. And you don't want to get taken to the cleaners. Shout out to George Jefferson. But that's how I took that, Stoney. But I think if this keeps up and they're within five games, and let's just say the division – and they got a wild card spot, I think Buster Posey in year one, Stoney, is going to be aggressive. And maybe I'm doing aggressive a disservice when saying adding a bat to this offense that's been somewhat impotent throughout 66 games is aggressive. I just think it's par for course. So I'm excited to see if this pitching and bullpen can keep up and can Adames turn it around. And let me just throw this to you, Stoney. Is there a world where Adames could turn it around? Obviously, would have to start quick, fast, and in a hurry to where you feel like come deadline, maybe you could add in other areas and you don't need a bat. Or are we way past that? Adames turned it around and you're like, you know what? We're good here.
Well, I'd be surprised if this is who he is all year, but I'd also now be surprised if he ends up hitting 270 with 20-plus home runs. I mean,
and let's not just call him out. Yaz is not – he's been underperforming too.
But Yaz is Yaz, yeah. And Adames is Adames, and you're paying Adames to be a better player than he is. And Yaz is a player, to me, who
– he helped you yesterday.
I know as much as people are frustrated with Yaz, they haven't found anybody who can – do it any better than him. That's over the last 3 to 5 years. Let's go to Dre in Lemoore. Hey, Dre, what's up, my man? How are you? I think some people want to make a bet with me. Okay. Hey, Dre, how are you, man?
I'm good. Good to see the Giants scoring some runs. A lot of one-run games. I like what they're doing. As far as Posey saying, that Beltran move, it looked good on paper. But let's be honest. What did he do that year? He really didn't do nothing. He was the biggest name on paper. But I remember the Phillies got Pence from Houston, and I didn't know who Pence was. I said, that guy's tearing it up. We end up getting Pence the next year, and that's Mr. Giant as far as I'm concerned, lifetime Giant. So, you know, beware who you're going to get. Don't just get the biggest name on paper. Do a little homework.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with that, Dre. And I think Buster will do his homework.
Mm-hmm. But year one, again, Stoney, I know a lot of people, a couple weeks ago, Grandy, when he filled in for Dibs, was, you know, stating facts, you know, a bunch of this team and the guys that are playing right now are Farhan's guys. But the bottom line is the guy running the show right now is Buster Posey. And if I'm him, early on, Stoney, I like what the team is doing, and I don't care where the origin is from. Bottom line is they're wearing orange and black, and in a division with the Dodgers and Padres, I mean, I'm looking at this staff and this bullpen like, man, those are the ingredients to take you a long way in Major League Baseball.
415 says, Stoney, I'll take your Giants bet.
And that was a win the division? Yeah, I'm good.
you know, as PJ Carlissimo said to Latrell Sprewell, I'm right here. I'm right here.
I bet he wants that back. Those words back.
Drew's in Sunnyvale. Hey, Drew, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Drew.
How are you guys doing?
Doing well, thank you.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I have my own opinion on this. I think the whole reason that the Giants are 10 games over 500 is because that pitching staff has been otherworldly, right? Like we have the starting rotation and the bullpen has really kept the team in games, and it has given the team the opportunity to win games that you could say it didn't deserve to win, including this weekend, right? And so am I enjoying this winning streak? Yes, I am, but I don't let it change my opinion on the team. I think this team is still one bat away, and if they don't get that bat, what's going to happen is that you're going to put the pitching staff under a lot of stress, and the month of like July and August, you'll start to see that stress, and then you'll be out of the playoff race before you know it. So this team needs to address their offense, preferably second base and right field, if they're going to keep Adames, Bailey, and Chapman still in the lineup.
No, I agree.
Thanks, Drew. Appreciate the call.
And Sonny, what he's basically saying is what I just echoed to you last segment. Again, how long can you expect, and is it smart to expect that this pitching and the bullpen is going to be this dominant? And maybe the answer is yes, but again, you want to add some power to what you got going, the ability, a hitter or hitters, to help you score runs more easier and take advantage with runners in scoring position. Because, you know, I can read this to you, Stani. This was baseball's been around forever. This was the fourth homestand where all seven games were ended in one run victories. Last time, 2005, the Minnesota Twins, 1906, you were just a boy, the Chicago Cubs. And then the L.A. Dodgers did it in 1986. Like, just think about that. Starting that's uncomfortable. That's too close for – shout out, too close for comfort. He's no longer with us. Ted, who was the actor? You don't know.
I don't.
Anyway, that's too close for comfort.
So you don't like that?
Ted Lounge. I think – let me get
Ted
it.
Ted Lang? Lane?
Go ahead, Jim. I'm listening to you.
Ted Lange was a guy.
That was filmed out here, too.
He was Isaac on the Love Boat, I think.
You're right. He's on the
Gap Tooth Mount Rushmore.
Michael Strahan.
Curry. Lauren Hutton.
Curry?
Yeah, Curry. Curry's got a little gap between his front two
Ted
teeth.
Knight, Steiny. Ted Knight. The great Ted Knight. Rest in peace.
So I'm sitting in this incredible house in Lafayette this weekend.
We kicked it.
Sitting next to our former engineer, Jay, the J-man, Justin. And, you know, he doesn't like the Giants.
Well, he's from New York.
Right. And ninth inning starts. I forget who got on, but here comes Chapman. And I said, hey, Justin, I got bad news for you. And he said, what? I said, Chapman, good chance he goes deep here.
Did you really say
it? I swear to God. And he goes, why? And I said, you can't leave that slider. You can't leave a slider into Chapman.
It was two
over
strikes.
The middle. You've got to make him fish. You got to make him fish.
No doubt.
And he made a mistake.
And threw a meatball.
It was the same home run that Chapman hit on Monday or Tuesday against the Padres.
Oh, I'm not
the exact
mad at
same
you.
Pitch. An exact same spot.
So how'd you take that victory lap?
Just a clenched fist. That's it.
What was the pitcher? Throw it in the dirt, son. I mean, I felt like he threw that pitch six straight pitches, Daddy. Chapman's like, I know what this dude is trying to do.
And this from the 209. And 209, I can tell you're a smart baseball fan. I wouldn't bet the Giants winning the division, but I will say that I think they're going to make the playoffs.
Oh, that's, man, that was,
but
make that bet. I'll take it.
Duh.
Well, then it sounds like you don't want them to make it.
No, I don't care about that with the Giants. I just,
your position.
If you really think this team's going to win the division, you got a lot of faith.
Well, they're a game out now.
Oh, God. It's June, Goo.
What have the Dodgers got going for them? Everything's gone wrong with their staff, and they're still in first place. Kershaw looked good over the pitched against the Cardinals.
Yes, he did. Well, we'll get to it on the other side, but 888-957-9570 is the number. Giants have won five in a row. They start a three-game series against the Rockies in Colorado.
Two or three at the minimum.
Tomorrow for the Rockies?
No, for the Giants.
Rockies have, they've won.
They beat the Marlins.
Well, hold on, though. Hold on.
Swept the Marlins.
I gotta believe the Rockies are 4-7 over their last 11. No, not that many? They were nine. They have 12, 13 wins now, don't they?
They just got swept.
Yeah, they could still have won 4 of 11.
3 of 11.
Oh, so I'm right there. I'm right there. They have 12 wins, right? Look at Evan keeping track of the
standings.
Watch
Adamas get hot. This is it, baby. You're in a hitter's park, and they stink. What else you need?
But what happens when you stink, too? Like Adamas.
Stink versus stink.
I do want to get Evan in here on the next segment and see what's realistic for, I mean, Adamas has gone, we're coming up on 70 games. He's hitting,
lay off of him.
He's hitting 193.
Man.
193, but he has had two hits in his last 30 at bats.
And some errors mixed in.
By the way, at some point, maybe we'll do it next segment, I think you're going to come down a legend's road on the other side. I think you've got some choice. It sounds like you got some choice words for one of the greatest coaches in basketball history. And I think the whole Bay Area is interested in that, especially because this coach in question has Bay Area ties. You sent it to the thread. You were hot on it. And you can let it loose on the other side, Goo. Coming up tonight, 7 o'clock, Valkyries take on the LA Sparks. And you can hear the game right here on 95.7. And the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Kevin Dana and Sophia Jones will have the call. And you can watch the games on KPIX+. Pre-game starts, everybody, at 6.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
30.
I'm a scientist, and you guys aren't.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, Guru, you saw a comedy show?
Yeah, I went recently? To, after we left, Tommy T's Faison Love. Big Worm in the movie Friday.
Goo, think about that. And you know what?
And my man Mario Hodge.
Oh, my man.
From Oakland. Sure. But he lived next door to me in Union City. Yeah. We called him Moody. He was opening act for Faison Love. Nothing like laughing. It keeps you young.
Yeah. No doubt about it. Hey, you know, people need to understand something, Goo, about you and me. So we do 20 hours a week together on the radio.
About 25 if pre-post game. Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Well, 30 although, if the cafeteria count.
I mean, technically you don't get in until a little after 9.
I do that for the 25. Sake of the show.
So anyway, so yeah, I was thinking about that. So we spend 20 hours a week together. We did a show on Friday. And then what did we do?
Go
hang out more.
About three hours.
Yeah, and I almost went to the game. I mean, I went to a little of the game Friday.
Okay. But,
anyway, then Saturday, there's a barbecue, and we're hanging out there.
No doubt.
So, you know, this idea that we don't get along.
That's not out there.
Oh, please.
Well, somebody brought it up.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we are clicking on all cylinders no right now.
My man.
And so you went to a comedy show
Tommy
after
T's.
The barbecue.
Yeah.
And Tommy T's in the city?
Pleasanton.
Oh.
Yeah. So you haven't seen like Tommy Davidson or any act come to the Bay. They go to Tommy T's.
I haven't seen a comedy act in a little while. Well, that's not true. Okay. You and I went.
Oh, yeah. Rudy Ortiz.
Yeah, we saw.
The city here.
That's right.
And some up-and-coming comics.
Yeah, that was.
That's
oh, also,
a hard job.
Duh. I went to a comedy night in Oakland about 6 months ago. Remember?
Oh, that is
and
right.
I met I wish I remembered his name. He was funny, though.
And
he
you've been
really
knocking
funny.
It out the park with names.
How so?
You've been, when you recall names, you come up with it, but here you kind of, you win Adamus on us. He's got to really get going. I know it's early in that caller. I felt him about it, but hey, he got paid a lot. Stoney, and they're doing it without him.
When
that's
is
like
early?
Jimmy, that's like Jimmy Butler coming to town,
yeah, okay.
Not doing anything, but the team's still winning. So you got to think, okay, what if he starts doing something? Sky's the limit. That's all.
Oh, Evan's not back.
Yeah.
So I guess I can't call for that sound yet.
Well, Carter's back there. Well, he can't do two things in one.
You know what sound I'm talking about, Carter? He said no.
And he was with us. Let's throw him in there.
No, you can tell me, Steiny.
It's the Don Nelson on Luca. But hold on. We still got to talk about Carter. Met his wonderful wife.
Oh, beautiful.
Sierra. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dude, we are, like, I'm proud of our where I work. Seriously. Carter, you married up. That's what they did.
Well, technically she did, because Carter's 6'8".
Well, yeah, but I'm, yeah, right. I got to be careful.
From the 925.
Beautiful.
Steiny, I'm sorry, but let me correct you. You spend 16 hours a week with Goo.
Why is that?
Because he usually misses Thursdays.
Like, I'm not laughing, because if we really pulled the receipts in the boss wheel, the Thursday thing's kind of played out.
Well, until the next day. Thursday.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah, this got me mad.
So Don Nelson yesterday got a former coach of the Warriors.
Looks good.
Bucks, Knicks, Mavericks. Am I missing any?
I want to say you are. Bucks, Mavericks, Knicks, Dubs.
Warriors. I think that's it.
Yeah.
Anyway, he received a lifetime award yesterday. And for coaching.
Congrats.
And he was in Oklahoma City last night.
Shocked me. He was on site.
And this is how Don Nelson started things. Do you got it, Carter? I can buy more time. Sure. It's just kind of thing Evan would have ready. But I can be patient. That's fine. There's Sam Lubman. He was also at the party.
Yeah, Lub.
We had a lot of the only thing, kind of like an all-staff meeting. It's kind of like our old offsite.
Where was the boss and Shasky?
I don't think Shasky was invited.
Shasky was. Everybody was invited from here.
Willard was invited?
Ah, I got to imagine, yes. Ken invited everybody.
Dibs?
He got the baby.
Dibs?
I got to imagine everybody's, Donnie.
Anyway, looks like Carter's.
He had
still
a, hey, let's say this. He had a better turnout than my my party where Dib saved me. He was only one from the station
in Sacramento. That doesn't count. Or Folsom. Rose Valley. Or Roseville.
But the road trip, I think the further the drive, the better time you have. Just me.
So, but I told you why he went there.
Why?
He didn't have good intentions.
He's family now.
And that's the only reason he went, to get some points, to get some brownie points.
We got a text from Ken. Everyone was invited. Tell him, Goo. Could you imagine inviting six people of the nine? What are you telling the other three? Everybody, way to go, Ken.
I don't want to go around this office and actually test Ken on who he invited or who he did.
He said everyone.
I believe him. I'll tell you what, the topic of conversation was his spread.
I thought I needed my deer hunting rifle. We might have saw some bucks out there. Well, wow, man. My man Lafayette.
Yeah, Lafayette is...
he's doing it right, man.
Nice little era.
Nice pool.
Yeah, hey, Carter, we're still working on that. That's fine. One of the things we can do. Okay. All right. So Don Nelson received a lifetime achievement award for coaching. It was given to him last night in Oklahoma City. And listen to what he had to say. Former coach of the Mavericks, Warriors, etc., but the Mavericks for the sake of this soundbite. Take a listen.
And Luca too, my dear friend. As a matter of fact, I want everybody to know I'm wearing Luca's shoes, his new shoes from Nike. Just got on the market. And I'm wearing them in protest for the trade from Dallas. I think it was a tremendous mistake by the Dallas franchise to trade him. And I want everybody to know that.
There you go, Goo. Don Nelson, former coach of the Mavericks, flabbergasted that they would trade Luka Doncic. You're feeling a certain kind of way?
Well, I'm just saying. Listen, I love Nelly. I love what he's meant to the game. I feel like he's the author or instructor of my new bowl, giving me so much pleasure. Rest in peace, shooting threes from the top of the key. But the bottom line is, I love OGs. He's kind of like Gary Radnich. We don't hear much from, but they were greats, icons, trendsetters, and we don't hear much from. Some retiring, you know, do a podcast, and you know where to find them every day. Bottom line is, I was loving Nelson, the hair slick back. He's living his best life. And then he went somewhere where he was like, y'all messed up so bad, I'm about to call you out on it, wearing the shoes. And then I was thinking, well, where was that energy when you broke up the Warriors with Chris Webber, when you were supposed to be the adult in the room? And whatever happened, you resign, but you leave Chris Webber here so we can watch his basketball puberty. That was one of the greatest seasons, where Chris Webber won Rookie of the Year. We gave Phoenix and Charles Barkley all that and some. And I just stopped. Yeah, but it was a hard sweep.
Oh, yeah, 3-0.
But the bottom line is, and you know what? This is where I got to slow down.
Okay.
And I'm learning now what goes on the vine is public. But maybe he's grown and years have gone by, and he looks at the Webber thing, because he has admitted, Stoney, and I've caught hell on Twitter, a couple guys just like, oh, he had to trade. No, you didn't. You could have fixed it. And there's no telling what the Warriors' future would have been. But anyway, that's what I thought when he came with Heat Rocks, because that was a Bob Gibson fastball right by the head to the Mavericks and Nico Harrison and everybody. But I thought, is he being a little hypocritical? Because when you were in that situation, you couldn't fix it. And it was a different situation. But, man, Webber was not supposed to be out of here. Steiny, that hurts. That's a scar that would never heal for me.
Well, I hear you, and that's okay. Definitely something that popped into my mind is this is, you know, Don Nelson, who traded a player of maybe not quite the stature of Doncic, but probably one of the best, if not the best, young players in the league. Trades him for, remember who he got traded for?
Give me,
Became an all-star, but not with the Warriors.
Give it to me.
Tom Gugliotta.
Oh, man, NC State.
Yep, and then Nelly resigned in the middle of the year, and the acting general manager, Ed Gregory, then traded Tom Gugliotta for Donyell Marshall.
That was a friend of yours. Still
and the
is.
The rest is history, and they missed the playoffs for 12 straight years.
Wow, man.
And let me tell you what's not happening, Nelly. Mavericks aren't going to miss the playoffs for 12 straight years.
That's a fact.
And the other thing I was thinking is, was it a mistake? Was it? Do we know that for a fact?
12 years of futility?
No. Trading Luka Doncic.
Oh, okay, got it.
Was that a mistake? My way of thinking is, verdict's still out.
Well, let's
do this. I don't know
if
it was a mistake or not. Okay.
I love you, and this is what we do. We talk to the people all day, every day. The fans matter. Let's be real, Steiny. Forget upstairs. Forget the owner and the general manager. Do you think that fan base thinks it was a mistake?
Probably not. But
they do.
Well, let's see what happens when they get Cooper Flagg and they get Flagg, Anthony Davis, and Kyrie Irving, and sitting with Klay Thompson as their fourth best player.
No, that's attractive.
Maybe they don't make that trade, and they don't luck into Flagg. And
we'll see. That's a lot of ifs, Donnie, and I love Cooper Flagg and what he's supposed to be, but again, Luka the Don, even as heavy as he is or whatever we want to body shame him with, the bottom line is he was getting it done or getting you closer to getting it done than anybody else in Dallas in a long time since Carlisle. So I got you. So you're just saying wait and see, but we can't. I don't think definitively we could say right now that was the right move.
Or the wrong move. I can't say it was the wrong move.
How can you connect that trade, though, to getting Flagg?
Well, because had they kept Luka Doncic, maybe
there's no doubt,
and he's healthy, maybe they end up making the playoffs.
They probably do, but they didn't make the trade to get worse.
No doubt. But that was like a byproduct that happened because Anthony Davis ended up getting hurt.
The first game.
Yeah, but if the GM had said, well, you know, this also gives us an out to potentially recoup some draft capital and, you know, there's an opportunity to, well, then I'd hear you.
Mm.
But they traded Doncic because they didn't believe he was a championship player and they're trying to win championships.
So
through defense.
That still may be the right way to think.
I think they got bailed out.
Well, we don't know that either yet.
Oh. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Depending on how I think we do.
What do you mean?
The Cooper Flag part of
it. Well, if you have Cooper Flag's a hell of a player, then yeah, they lucked out.
And just the excitement of them, the idea of them.
But like, I just think it's a little unfair to say, well, they got Cooper Flag, so that's the reason why the Luka Doncic trade wasn't a bad trade.
I think it does.
I'm kind of with Sonny.
There's an offshoot of it that was, what's it called? No, you're right. I mean, they didn't do it to be in that position.
Like, they got lucky, but there was no intention of drafting Cooper Flag. Like, that didn't factor into the equation at all when they did it.
No doubt.
But wouldn't we all bet, though? I am. You tell me what you think, Sonny, too. Had Luka been healthy whenever that day would have came, they wouldn't have been they wouldn't have been in the draft lotteries, Donnie. That Cooper Flag wouldn't even, it would have been, you know what I'm saying? I'm being proactive in regard to Luka. They wouldn't have been in the lottery had Luka remained in Dallas.
Right.
And there's no Davis injury.
No, and I hear Evan. It's like, yeah, it just worked out that way.
So you're right. They got bailed out. Well, he's right.
Right, but to me, I don't know whether or not the trade without Cooper Flag is a big mistake. I still, something was going on there that was big, and the Dallas Mavericks looked at Luka Doncic and they didn't like what they were seeing.
But the fans were seeing something else. A guy that was getting them to the finals, the Western Conference Finals, to play average 40 minutes in the playoff series the year before, even with his weight being what it is. But, yeah, you're right. And, I mean, how long are we going to have to wait if Cooper Flag is the key to anybody's equation about if it worked or not, you know?
Well, to me, as it relates to Luka Doncic, to me, he's one of these guys who kind of like, in your mind, I think he's like Shaquille O'Neal.
No doubt. No doubt about it.
Because he's underachieving in a way.
But is
because
he?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. He's not, he hasn't been in great shape in his career. That tells me he's leaving game on the table. Now, because he's a great player,
right,
he's still really good, but I don't think he's maxing out on his potential.
Wow, man.
I mean, he doesn't get back on defense. He doesn't play defense. He's a volume shooter. He has the ball all the time. Just a tricky guy to win with, I think.
Yeah, but a career 29.
Oh yeah,
point he can game score.
Yeah, he's a scorer.
And he took his team to the finals last year. He was the best player on that team.
Okay.
And a couple years before that, remember, he had a team with no Kyrie Irving playing the Golden State Warriors before they got ousted. So we got to be careful just to say, oh, if he gets skinny mini, he's going to be better. I mean, you would think that, and I get it, but man, this came out of nowhere. And like I said, I didn't like it early on, but I will say this about Luka's tenure in L.A. in a Laker uniform. That made the Mavericks fan, if I'm a Maverick fan, feel like, oh, maybe we did mess up as bad. He was kind of more exposed without having the Livelys and the Gaffords behind him to block shots and guard his man that was getting beat. So let's just say his money hit a little different in L.A., Stoudy. When he scored, you could really see how lethargic he was on D, though. It just looked different. It felt different to me.
To bring it to the Nelly thing, though, was there this kind of blowback in the immediate when they traded him?
My camp hated Nelson.
Well, that's a great question, Evan. The way I would look back on it and describe it, and maybe other people who were there at the time or following it at the time disagree, I feel like it was like half and half, believe it or not. Because you got to remember at that time, Don Nelson was the king. Like he was the Golden State Warriors. And they were starting to put together what looked like a really good team. But back then, there was a segment of fans, and I don't know what the percentage was broken down, but there definitely was a large percentage of fans that thought Weber was a baby and Weber didn't want to be coached by Nelson. And there were some signs that that was true. But the reality of the situation was they had their best player and their coach. They didn't get along, and Weber didn't want to play for Don Nelson. He thought Nelson was way too hard on him. There was a question about whether Weber wanted to play center. He didn't. Nelson wanted to use him at center. He did. And they just didn't have a great relationship. There wasn't a lot of trust there, and they ended up moving Chris Weber.
You think Nelson regrets it?
I mean, I'll bet you could find a quote from Nelson where you said, where he said he regretted it.
Would you have a problem if I felt like what he said last night hit me because I thought that's what he was saying?
No, I think that's fair. That's the first thing that came to my mind is, you know, he's criticizing a franchise-altering trade.
Man.
And he made a franchise-altering trade.
Without having Anthony Davis or Kyrie Irving in the cover.
With Chris Weber, and the next thing you know, the Warriors go 12 years without making the playoffs. Oh, are all 12 on Don Nelson? No, but that's where it all started.
The fan to answer Evan's question, just another factoid. People still came out and watched the Warriors, Donnie, so it wasn't like the fans boycotted, you know? They still came out. And they, even during the 12 years of futility, they still came out.
Mustafa on the YouTube chat, Luka's a better defender than Steph Curry. Yeah, I don't think so.
Stop.
Yeah, but they're
Luka
both.
Can't guard, especially now, a cone.
I'll tell you what.
Who's somebody who couldn't guard?
Right now, Luka gets targeted more than Steph Curry.
You think?
Yes, absolutely. So, oh, but you said, oh, I'm sorry, but you did say you saw a photo of Luka and he's.
But
looks,
you
know, looks
you,
good.
You got it.
Yeah, there we go.
But I got PTSD from the Zion picks. You
what
know
about
they can
the Wiseman
photo
picks? Well, when he was dribbling around a cone.
That was a video. And looked like Durant.
So this was just a photo?
Yeah, this is a photo. Oh, yeah. And then the caption was, watch out, NBA. I'm like, please. You can't, unless he had, what's the surgery where they, my uncle had it. Where they
hip
take,
surgery.
No, where they take the fat off you.
Liposuction.
Yeah, liposuction. I don't know if that's as popular as it once was.
Well, that's because they have a drug now called Ozempic. You inject it, and then you just, weight just falls off you, apparently. And it's supposedly, it's very healthy for you.
Well, I'm how much kidding. Do you, oh, okay. Right, that's the,
or you can use a completely natural and far healthier method like Abundant Life. Like
that's my, true.
That's my boy back there.
And I'll tell you what the other thing I learned, and I apparently was off base on this for much of my life, is like I always thought if I started lifting weights, I'd get big.
Yeah.
And I never liked that look. Like, I don't like the muscle-bound
look. The meathead look.
I don't like the muscle-bound look.
You
don't
like,
but then
like
people
Evan
are saying,
got it perfect.
Yeah, but people, well, he's,
you don't want to be low knee all tight, and then you drop to get your wallet, and you pull.
I mean, Evan's in great shape. He's a little bit out of proportion, but he's looks good. But somebody told me, Steiner, you could lift weights till the cows come home, and you're not going to get big. And
well,
I was
that's
wondering
not
if,
true. You
is that my age, or is that just the way?
Well, if you go put a needle in your butt, you'll get big. What do you want? What look are you going for?
You know what?
If you lift a weight, you will get bigger.
No, but I think what people are saying. Let's just say, pick a number for me, right?
Seven.
No. I mean, let's say I weighed 180.
Oh, I'll guess. Right now, I was looking at you Saturday. Go about 181.
Okay, sure. Let's just round. Shut up, Evan. Let's just round that down to 180.
Right.
So if I started lifting and exercising and eating right, I think I would.
165 in a second.
Right, I wouldn't get big.
Right, but
that's my point.
Do you understand what lifting weights does? It's
not really, no.
To your muscles. So you lose the bad weight, but if you're lifting, you're turning that into muscle, plump. So you'd be like, oh, look at Stoney's.
But I'd look stronger, but lose weight. Like that I could get into.
No, you would be what they call ripped. It would be your body fat would go down, and I'm looking at the slack in your shirt now. You look good. That would be populated. with, and you're like, oh boy, like Evan.
Evan, can you bench 350?
No.
Well,
like 265.
He's doing wow. that for me, Evan.
Wow, you guys should have a lift off.
I'm old enough to be his dad.
Like but you're bigger than him. I think it would be a
like
good
I bet that I lift a higher percentage based on my body weight than Guru does of him.
No doubt. Yeah. Evan.
But he's obviously stronger than me.
I don't know.
And I've had this, Evan.
I don't know. Evan's got some guns.
I gotta be careful here. Yeah. I've had short friends, and then they have the crocodile arms. And we're in the gym. This true story.
Oh, that's yeah.
And they go, I can pitch 500. Yeah, because you got to just drop it a millisecond. So, like a tall guy, Steiny Scotty Pippen, you got to bring it all the way down and up. Short guys just, nothing to see here.
Isn't that why Lowe didn't pay you for the push-ups?
That really scarred me. And I know you guys got a version of the story, but that hurt. I should have had the money out.
You were out of line. I would have paid you half. I told you that. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. We'll touch up on this Nelly stuff on the other side. Also talk about the NBA Finals. I saw a headline.
Oh, the ratings.
No.
They were low. They were sad.
Game worse.
Who cares? Enjoy the game. Go ahead. I'm interrupted.
Don't tell a fan how to watch a game.
No, just watch it. Everybody's Nielsen. The money's not going in your pocket.
You're missing the point.
No, that's to my boy 49er Frankie. The ratings. Who cares?
And anybody with some expertise on a guy my age lifting weights, can I lose weight that way? I'd love to know. Because, about 8 to 10, goo. Nothing major.
But you've been talking about this for, like, honestly, 2 years.
About four.
Dumbbells in my...
Ever since COVID. I've never really gotten, we got to go.
Yeah.
And I don't have anything to read. So we'll talk about Nelly and the finals on the other side.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.